Anyway, you are listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Kat Arney. And still to come, we are going to be finding out how modern science has helped to unravel a mystery that's over 2,000 years old.
But first, Ben and Dave have got into the Greek spirit of the show and they haven't sunk a whole bottle of raki or something. In fact, they've recreated a very famous experiment for this week's Kitchen Science.
Welcome to Kitchen Science. I've come round to Dave Ansell's house again, and every time I come here, he gets that little bit more bling. A few weeks ago, we were here and he was making his own diamonds, and today, I find that he's covered his living room table with gold coins. Dave, what's going on? Where did you get this from?
Well, we've been lent a fair amount of gold coins by a very kind listener of ours.
There must be thousands of pounds worth of gold here. Why would we need this gold?
Well, as the theme of this show is Greek science, we thought we'd try and recreate the really famous experiment which Archimedes did just over 2,000 years ago.
And Archimedes, I believe, was the original naked scientist. If I remember rightly, Archimedes was given a challenge by King Hero of Syracuse. The king had commissioned a beautiful, beautiful gold crown, but he didn't trust the goldsmith. He didn't think that it was pure gold. Now, this left Archimedes with quite a problem. How could he tell whether or not this was pure gold without melting it down or hammering it into a lump? He needed to work it out. So, Dave, how did he do it?
Well, Archimedes knew something very useful about gold for this purpose. He knew that gold was about 19 times denser than water is. That means that every milliliter of gold weighs about 19.3 grams. And density is something's mass divided by its volume. Now, it's very easy for Archimedes to work out something's mass. All you do is put it on the scales. So we've got three different kinds of gold coins here, and we're going to try and see which of them are actually gold. So the first thing we're going to do is try weighing them.
And how many of each coin are we going to weigh?
We're going to try weighing about 10 of each coin. So we'll start off with the first pile.
Okay, and we'll just put the first pile on Dave's digital scales. It did feel very heavy, so I expect this to come out quite high. 312.6 grams. This is quite heavy. Is that what you expected, Dave?
Yeah, these are some Canadian coins, and yeah, it's a fair amount of weight there.
Okay, and the next pile. Now, these coins, to me, look a little bit bigger, so I expect they'd be heavier.
Probably will be. We'll find out.
And they come out to, yep, as I predicted, 340.6 grams, a little bit heavier than the Canadian coins. Where are these ones from?
These are South African.
Now, these ones are even smaller than the first one, so I expect these will be a bit lighter. And these are only 18.6 grams. Well, they are an awful lot lighter, Dave. Where are they from?
I think these are good British coins.
Excellent. Good British coins weighing only 18.6 grams. Okay, so now we know how much these piles of gold coins weigh. But how are we going to find out the volume?
Well, this is where Archimedes had his really great idea in the bath. He had a really full bath. He got into the bath. He noticed that water fell out all over the floor. And he was clever enough to work out that the water doesn't change its size. So the amount of water that fell out of the bath was exactly the same as his volume when he got into it. And it doesn't matter what shape he is or what shape the object is you put in the bath. The amount of water being displaced out of the bath will be exactly the same as the volume of the object.
So this would mean that he could put the crown into a full bath, measure how much water spilled out, and then he'd know the amount of water that was displaced, and so he'd know the volume of the crown. And if he'd already measured its mass, then he could work out its density. And this was what made him shout, "Eureka!" and run down the street naked, dripping out of his bath.
That's exactly right, Ben. Now we're going to try and recreate what he did. Possibly not the running down the street naked, but the actual science behind it. So what we've got is a small bottle with a tube coming out the side of it.
And this is going to represent the bath, so this is our supply of water.
Yeah, that's right. It's just big enough at the top so you can put coins in it. And I've got my scales again. And I'm going to put a small glass on the scales, point the tube over the top of the glass, and then just top up the bottle with water so it just starts to overflow.
And so the idea is that any water we displace will come down the tube, and then you'll measure the weight of the water on your weighing scales. Now, surely it's the volume of the water we need to know.
Yes, but we know that water has a density of about 1 gram per milliliter.
So we can assume from the weight of water that that will be equivalent to the volume.
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. So we better get that topped up. In fact, so topped up that it's dripping down the tube. So if we put anything in there, it'll displace the water out.
Yes, that's right. There's one thing I'm going to do to this just to improve it slightly over what Archimedes could have done. I'm going to add some washing up liquid.
Okay, well, obviously he wouldn't have had access to washing up liquid. This was 2,000 years ago, but why are we doing this? Surely we don't need to clean these coins.
Well, there's one problem you can get with this experiment. Because water has quite a strong surface tension, it can form big droplets at the end of the tube and all come out in big globs rather than very slowly and accurately like we want.
So that would mean that the surface tension would keep some of the water clinging on and we wouldn't be able to accurately measure the amount that had been displaced.
Yeah, that's right. And washing up liquid breaks the surface tension, so it makes the whole thing more accurate.
Okay, so the bottle is very, very full. The tube has now stopped dripping. So I guess the next thing we need to do is put the coins in the water.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll start off with the South African ones.
There's quite a pile of coins there, so we'll have to put them in one at a time. So in they go, and as soon as we drop it in, I can see that it's displacing quite a lot of the water. Already it's gone up to nearly 2 grams, but we do have a good pile of coins to add here, so we're going to measure the volume of all of these coins and come back to you later on in the show to let you know which of these coins are pure gold.
So if anyone's seen Ben and Dave running naked through the streets of Cambridge with lots and lots of money shouting Eureka recently, you will know why. Although, to be honest, if someone was going to lend me £10,000 worth of gold, I would probably take my top off as well.
You do anyway.
For less.
About 10,000 quid worth of gold.